One of the first screens that people will see is the automatic update screen. And in the past, you could choose to turn it on or turn it off, and the default was to turn it off. Mm-hmm. Now, what you can choose is to turn it on or to be reminded to turn it on later, because automatic updates is a really important part of keeping your system up to date and safe. So that's the first thing that I show. The second thing that I was going to show is you'll notice that there's an icon down here, and right now it's a little scary red shield with an X on it. That is because if I open that, I go to the new security center, and this is kind of a one-stop shopping place for consumers where they can go and see what the status of their computer is. Here it will tell you if your firewall is on and up to date. We're letting other vendors plug into that. It will tell you if automatic updates has been selected, and it will tell you some information about your virus protection. We're working with all the virus vendors to try and make sure that their stuff plugs into this. There's a way that they can plug in and their software can say you're out of date, you need to pick up some new signatures, you need to do whatever. The next thing that I'll show is actually the firewall. So we talked about the firewall. Before I do that, I'll go up here. I can look at the firewall through here. So here's an exceptions list, and what I was making sure of was that I had not already played NetChess on this machine, therefore I would not see all the cool dialogues. So I'll go ahead and put this away for a moment. I'll come over here and start a rousing game of NetChess. So here I am, and I'm in NetChess, and I would like to actually play a network game, because it's so much more fun to play against a real person than it is against my computer. So I'll go ahead and say I'd like to play a new game, and I'll be the white team. So here we have a security alert, and it basically tells you, hey, check it out. This particular program, in this case NetChess, by the following publisher, mm-hmm. is requesting to receive information from the network, which obviously they have to do in order for me to communicate with the chess game. So we've got three options, and again, none of them are selected, so you actually have to take an action. You can't just hit OK, which was a common problem in the past. You can choose to unblock the program if you're familiar with it and you're comfortable and you actually want to play the game in this case. Mm-hmm. You can keep blocking this program, in which case I won't be able to play NetChess, but I will be safe from anybody using that particular port for traffic. Or I can keep blocking it now, but I can get asked again later. So if I'm not really sure and I want to send mail, for example, to the community, to my grassroots community and say, hey, I keep getting this thing about this program. Should I let it, should I let it talk on the network mm-hmm. or not? Then I can select that one. In this case, I'll go ahead and hit unblock this program. And then, if anybody was out there waiting for me, I would actually be able to go ahead and play NetChess. Excellent. So if I come back here and check out Security Center and go to the Windows Firewall, if I look at the exceptions list, I now have NetChess set up there and allowed to communicate.
And it's important that it's also programs and services.
That's right.
It doesn't necessarily have to have UI or be running in the context of the shell.
That's right.
To try to make excellent.
That's right. So, yeah, I can go ahead and delete it if I decide that NetChess needs to be updated or if there's an exploit. Go ahead and say, yes, I'd like to get rid of that. That's terrible.
That's actually and then I'm really all set. Great. Excellent.
You'll notice, actually, in the exceptions list that you have a bunch of things that are simply unchecked, but they're added there by default. So let's say I still had NetChess. I just deleted it for you. But let's say I still had NetChess. I could have just unchecked it. And then I can go back and check it again and say, no, I would like that to be turned on by default. So there you go. So one of the other things that we've talked an awful lot about is email. So all kinds of exciting things come through email. In fact, I was looking around and somebody was phishing through email this morning, phishing with a PH instead of an F, trying to get me to go and enter information about my bank account.
Yeah, happened to Bryn, too.
Yeah, mine was from U.S. Bank. And I actually have an account at U.S. Bank. But I opened the mail, and I was like, it says I can't call customer support. I bet that's wrong.
Yeah.
So, but most people don't know that.
I noticed a grammar error in the mail, and that was the first
Yes. Time. So that's actually one of the things that's very common, is in these mails they'll have a grammatical error because most of them are not U.S. origin. And so if you get something and you're like, wow, I don't think U.S. Bank would send me something with all those misspellings and grammatical errors, that's because they wouldn't, or at least not that I've seen. So in this particular case, what we've got is an email that had an attachment. In fact, so big F was a screensaver, which is SCR. And so what Outlook Express does is it goes ahead and just removes access to the unsafe attachment so that you can't actually click on it and do something like create the next so big or whatever.
Sure.
That same type of thing in terms of attachment management services is available through OE, through IE, and through Windows Messenger. We use the same mechanism, and in fact, people can hook into that and also ask for scanning, et cetera,
so
other things.
So it's a public API.
Mm-hmm. What attachment management services allows you to do is hook into, at least eventually it will allow you to hook into an antivirus program, whatever's on your machine, if they choose to update it with so that it will talk through that. So what happens is as soon as you click on that, you'll start your virus scanner against whatever the package is that you're trying to download it, and it will have a chance to check and see if there's viruses in it.
Wow.
So you'll notice that across the top, it's a little bit hard to see, there's actually kind of a yellow bar that gives you information. And you'll notice when we go into IE that you have some similar UI. And this goes back to the user experience and trying to create things that look as similar as possible so that people know that there's something to watch for. So in this case, again, you have the yellow bar. So you don't have another dialogue because, of course, we had what people call dialogue fatigue with IE in the past. And instead, you get a little information bar. What I've done on my own computer is I'll just go ahead and try to do whatever I'm trying to do without ever doing anything, without taking any actions. So I have a lot of pop-ups that are blocked, which is great for me because I don't really like them. Mm-hmm. And I haven't actually found that the behavior of the browser or the overall functionality in terms of what I'm trying to do or achieve has gotten worse. In fact, it seems fine to me. So that's great. What I can do, though, is I can come up here, and I have a set of options. And this is not final, so it may change by the time we get to RC2 or even RTM based on user feedback. So in this case, I can select that I'd like to show the blocked pop-up. I can even add this site to a list that allows me to get pop-ups from this site. So for me, for example, I like weather.com, and they have all these goofy little things that come up and tell you about the weather. And so I might say allow pop-ups from weather.com. I can turn off the pop-up blocker altogether. I can get more information, etc. I'm going to go ahead and keep blocking it because, you know, who needs it? So now I come in, and I've got this bar again that basically said, hey, now we're trying to put some kind of code on your machine. At this point, this is where you could scan for viruses or do all kinds of other things if you hooked into the attachment management services if you're a developer. So instead of having a dialogue, I just have this yellow bar. Now, for me, because I'm going to a travel site in this case, and I actually want to book my travel, it's clear that I'm going to need to do something because I need to be able to pick a date. So I'll come up here. I can allow this page to install ActiveX controls, so I'll select that. And then I get a slimmed-down dialog. So in the days of yore, you'd have this big dialog with a bunch of data and content and scary warnings and all kinds of other things. Mm-hmm. And nobody knew what the heck we were talking about. And most of the time what people would do is they just hit enter until the dialog went away. Previously, the defaults were, yes, I want to install it. It's okay to go ahead and install it. Put whatever you want on my machine. So if I'm just hitting enter in order to get away from the dialogues because they're intimidating me, I've just put something on my machine and I don't know whether I like it or not. So there's two things. There's a lot less information. There's the name of the control. There's the publisher of the control. And then there's a link down at the bottom that says, how can I decide what software to install that will take people to a site that says, here's how to make some informed decisions. And you'll notice that I can actually, if I hit return on this, the default is don't install. So I get nothing. Now, my site wouldn't work, and I'd be a little bit disappointed, but it does give the person more control, and it is the safer option. I also, if I'd like to have more options, I can go ahead and have very similar options to what I have with pop-up blocking and some of the other things that we've done. Windows Firewall, for example. So it's always, you know, I'm always going to allow this to happen, I'm never going to allow this to happen, or I'm going to have it ask me every single time. So I'm going to keep it at ask me every single time, and then I can go ahead and say, I'd like to install it. So then it goes ahead and installs it, and my page will work.